We finish the story of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and we'd like to end his story by mentioning a few of his fada'il, manaqib. These are not all of them, we'll just mention a few. Musa alayhi salam was the most frequently mentioned Nabi in Quran. He was mentioned more than any other Nabi. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised Sayyidina Musa and said, وَكَانَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَجِيهًا. He was distinguished, he was noble, he was honored. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gave him that title. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مُوسَى إِنَّهُ كَانَ مُخْلَصًا وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and mention in the book, Musa, verily he was chosen, and he was a messenger and a prophet. He was chosen. مُخْلَصَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him from out of mankind. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا تُفَضِّلُونِي عَلَى مُوسَى فَإِنَّ النَّاسَ يُصْعَقُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَأَكُونُ أَوَّلَ مَنْ يُفِيقُ فَأَجِدُ مُوسَى بَاطِشًا بِقَائِمَةِ الْعَرْشِ فَلَا أَدْرِي أَصُعِقَ فَأَفَاقَ قَبْلِي أَمْ جُوزِيَ بِصَعْقَةِ الطُّورِ. رواه البخاري ومسلم. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, don't prefer me over Musa. And we talked about what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means by this. It is our belief, and we know that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best of mankind. But we know what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means of this. It is his humbleness, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't prefer me over Musa. Rasulullah does not want us to go to the non-believers and start saying, we have Muhammad, you have Musa, Muhammad is better than Musa. No. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not want us to fight with the non-believers and end up taking a stance against the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Musa is a Muslim and Isa is a Muslim. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not want us to get into that. He said, لَا تُفَضِّلُونَ عَلَى مُوسَى. Don't say that I'm better than Musa. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that on the Day of Judgment, everybody will go through a saq. That is the shock. Everyone will go through that shock. And everyone will be unconscious and dead. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and I will be the first one to rise up. But I will find out that Musa is already grabbing the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I don't know whether he was excluded from the shock or whether he did not go through the shock because he has already went through it when he asked to see Allah. You remember when we talked about Musa asking to see Allah? فَصُعِقَ مُوسَى فَخَرَّ صَعِقَ. He went through a shock and he fell unconscious. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, maybe Allah did not put him through the shock on the Day of Judgment because he has already been through a shock in dunya, that's enough. Once is enough. So Musa alayhi salam will be excluded from that shock on the Day of Judgment. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once was distributing al-ghanaim, the spoils of war he was giving out. So one man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, إِنَّ هَذِي قِسْمَةَ مَا أُرِيدَ بِهَا وَجْهَ اللَّهِ. He said, the way you're dividing this wealth, you're not doing it for the sake of Allah. A man comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells him, you are not doing it for the sake of Allah. Imagine this. You're speaking to the messenger of Allah, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose, and you accuse him of being unfair and unjust. Obviously, Rasulullah was upset. And the Sahaba said, we could see anger on his face. But then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, رحم الله موسى لقد أوذي بأكثر من هذا فصبر. May Allah have mercy on Musa. He was harmed more than this and he was patient. Musa went through a lot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Musa, يا قومي لما تؤذونني وقد تعلمون أني رسول الله إليكم. Oh my people, why do you harm me when you know that I'm the messenger of Allah to you? So he went through a lot of harm. Nevertheless, he was patient, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah have mercy on him. He went through more than this and he was patient. Another one of the fada'il of Musa alayhi salam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned one fadila for Musa in al-Isra and one in al-Mi'raj. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to al-Isra is the trip from Mecca to Jerusalem. Al-Mi'raj is from Jerusalem to meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Rasulullah was going in Al-Isra from Mecca to Jerusalem, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I passed next to the grave of Musa and I saw him praying in his grave. And then when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went in Al-Mi'raj, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I met with Musa in As-Sama As-Sadisa, in the sixth heaven. Nobody was higher than Musa except Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam in the seventh heaven. Musa was the highest in the sixth heaven. That is one of the fada'il of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, عُرِضَتْ عَلَيَّ الْأُمَمْ فَرَأَيْتُ النَّبِي وَمَعَهُ الرَّهْطُ وَالنَّبِي وَمَعَهُ الرَّجُلُ وَالرَّجُلَانِ وَالنَّبِي وَلَيْسَ مَعَهُ أَحَدٌ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the umam, the nations of the world were presented to me. I saw some prophets, they had a small group. Some of the prophets had a man or two following them on the Day of Judgment. Imagine a Nabi comes with one and two men or two men with him. That's it. All of his life he was making da'wah and the result was one or two men. That's it. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and I saw some of the anbiya and no one was with them. There were some anbiya, they have no followers whatsoever. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ثُمَّ عَرَضَ لِي سَوَادٌ عَظِيمٌ. And then I saw a huge nation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I desired, I wished that this would be my ummah. أُمَّتِي هَذِهِ. Rasulullah asked the two angels who were with him, Jibreel and Mikael. This is a dream which Rasulullah was seeing. Jibreel came and took his right hand, Mikael the left hand, and they took him in the strip. So Rasulullah said, is this my ummah? Rasulullah wanted this to be his ummah because it was huge. They said, no, هذه أمت موسى. These are Bani Israel. These are the ummah of Musa, Bani Israel. But look to the right side. فَإِذَا بِسَوَادٍ عَظِيمٍ يَمْلَأُ الْأُفُقِ. I looked to the right side and I saw a nation that is filling the horizon. And then they told me, look to the other side. So I looked in the other side and I saw a nation that is filling the horizon. They said, this is your ummah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will include with them 70,000. 70,000 of your ummah will enter into Jannah without going through hisab. Without going through the regular accounting of everyone else. 70,000 of this ummah will enter into paradise without going through the accountability stage that everyone else has to go through. This is the karama of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to this ummah. But we also learn from the hadith that the second largest nation is the nation of Bani Israel, the children of Israel. Another hadith narrated by Imam Ahmad, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went to Hajj, he passed through a valley. He asked, what is the name of this valley? قَالُوا هَذَا وَادِ الْأَزْرَقِ. The name of this valley is the Azraq Valley. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَأَنِّي أَنظُرُ إِلَى مُوسَى وَهُوَ هَابِطٌ مِنَ الثَّنِيَّةِ وَلَهُ جُؤَارُ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْبِ التَّلْبِيَةِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, as if I can see Musa coming down from this hill, making hajj to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making talbiyah. So Musa alayhi salam made hajj. He made hajj to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yunus ibn Matta made hajj. And in other ahadith, we have narrations of other anbiya making hajj like Hud and Salih. So the anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they made hajj to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah was making Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam see them as if it was in front of his eyes. He saw Musa when he was coming down that hill. And he saw Yunus ibn Matta coming down that hill wearing wool clothes over a red camel. These are some of the fada'il of Musa alayhi salam. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.